We're alive.
Yes, we are life. We are.
We made 2 episodes within a week, and I'm really happy.
And I'm
this
thrilled.
This is groundbreaking shit.
Yes, it is.
And tomorrow's a full moon, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Halloween. Halloween's tomorrow.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not excited.
So, wait. You're not?
I do not like Halloween.
Okay, tell me more.
My least favorite holiday of the year.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it. Never liked it. I hate dressing up.
Ah.
I hate people going crazy out of the year, dressing up, going these crazy shit. I mean, I don't mind people who love it. I mean, I don't care. I hate spooky movies. I hate horror movies.
Wow.
I never liked, like I said, dressing up. You know, I like going out for the parties. You know, that was fun. You know, but I hate the concept. Oh, you didn't dress up this Halloween. Oh, you know, I hate the having that conversation.
Yeah. It's very Halloweeny.
Very Halloweeny.
Yeah.
I mean, last year I had to dress up. Thank you to my girlfriend. She made a little costume.
Shout out. Shout out to Jilly Bird 19.
To Jilly Bird 19. Yeah, my girlfriend Jill. She made me we were the Energizer Bunny.
I don't understand what that.
You know what the Energizer Bunny is?
Energizer Bunny?
Yeah, like, you know the
oh, the
mascot.
The batteries?
The battery, yeah.
It's like
so she was the bunny. So like she had like she made like little bunny ears. She made like a little drum.
Okay.
And I was the battery. So I had a black shirt. It says Energizer in it.
Mm.
And that was my costume. I keep it at a minimal. If I can only wear a shirt,
yeah,
then I'm happy with my costume.
Mm.
But yeah, that was the only time I dressed up. Last year, remember,
I picked up.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, tell them. Tell the audience who saved your day
Tito,
last year.
So he actually helped me out with my Halloween costume. Last year, I was Miller High Life bottle.
Lovely
so
concept.
It's a great concept, okay? It is. You have to watch. I was going to dress up today of it. But I found it really lazy. I didn't want to do it. So, sorry.
Okay, well.
And it consists of wearing gold pants.
There you go. That was the main highlight.
That's the main component.
Yeah.
Amazon. Mm-hmm. $10. Can't go wrong.
Well, I remember I chased the UPS guy for you.
You chased the UPS guy, not for my pants.
Oh, what was it? The t-shirt? No, the t-shirt.
No, the pants.
I know it was the pants. I don't know what you were going to question me. I had to go on the motorcycle running around. Bro,
you're not running around. You're driving around.
You're riding around. Well, riding.
Riding around.
Still
different.
Still going around for you, like your butler.
So I had to work on Halloween.
Yep.
Very busy night. Because I know you're gonna catch backlash if you're not dressed up, like.
But you were being sneaky though.
What do you mean I was being sneaky?
Well,
how is it being sneaky?
Let's analyze the situation over here. You were working as a bartender at a bar. Therefore. Your bottom half was barely seen.
Did I dress up?
Can I finish my point?
Go ahead.
Thank you. So that half bottom was mostly covered by almost anyone.
It does not matter. I was wearing a gold hat and a Miller High Life shirt.
Can I finish my point?
Go ahead.
For the second time? Are you interrupting the third time? The tres time since this episode tres, you fucker? Okay, so. Because of that, you know, the most, costumey concept or element of the actual costume was hidden for the most part, and it was the most ridiculous one, which you should have embraced. You know, you should have worn maybe a Speedo that was golden in color. That would have been ballsy, but or costumey. But then you did that with those pants, which were okay. You look like the golf. You know Austin Powers.
I love gold.
I love like a, gold. Gold member.
You look like so a funny. Some sort of like a halfway gold member guy.
Okay. Are you done?
And,
are you done with your point?
And then your t-shirt wasn't regular t-shirt that you buy. Where did you buy that? At Target or something?
Amazon. Yeah,
Amazon. There you go. And then the hat. How's that hat related to... You should have worn
like a bottle cap.
Boom.
I am working, right? I have to be comfortable while I'm working. So let's go over your point. If I wore a Speedo, I'd...
Yeah.
That would just not work out anyways.
It would.
While working?
But it would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wearing a bottle cap as a hat? No. It's not going to work.
Okay, wow. You're giving me a strong reason.
Very uncomfortable. It will be very uncomfortable on your feet. Anyways, so main point was I was a Miller High Life bottle. People got the joke when they did see my pants. Yes, they saw the gold pants. Was it my best costume? No, it wasn't.
Okay. So there's room for improvement. We can agree on that.
Yeah, but I'm not going to improve. No, no. Especially now
you
this year.
You refuse to improve. Okay.
Where's there to dress up in Halloween 2020? Wouldn't be the...
You tell me.
I'll make you a bet. How many people are going to dress up as the coronavirus, like the little virus symbol? Oh, God. That's going to be it.
Damn.
Tiger King. People are going to dress up like the Tiger King. I can't wait for this.
Ray Della Steger has... Fuck yeah.
Tiger King. Yep. Carol Baskin. That bitch Carol Baskin.
Of course. They got it. Yeah.
It's the coronavirus. Donald Trump, as always. Joe Biden. That people are going to dress up as. Maybe a mask. People might dress up as a mask.
Okay.
So I can't wait to see what Halloween, you know, everyone's going to bring up for Halloween in 2020.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what Halloween brings over, you know?
What do you dress up as?
I despised dressing up for a very long while.
So you don't like Halloween either?
I've had a love-hate relationship with almost anything in my life, but with Halloween for sure, you know? So first of all, I didn't grow up here, so I wasn't all used to.
Sorry.
I wasn't all that used to, you know, it's a very American holiday that now, funny enough, it's spread all over the world.
Right.
And now, like when I was a kid, outside of the U.S., nobody would really do it. Maybe Anglo-Saxon countries, I guess the British would do it, maybe Australians, maybe just for the heck of it, because the Americans do it, mate. Spot on. Australian
That was an Australian accent.
It kind of was, but...
It kind of wasn't.
It was my take on it, all right?
Okay.
Bro?
All right, go ahead.
And then I sort of, as a teenager, I used to love... I picked up a heavy like on horror films. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, oh, this Halloween thing would be kind of cool. And you know, El Día de los Muertos is something that they celebrate.
Is that the guy with the skull?
Well, the Mexicans have their own take on
it. Ah, okay, cool.
In which they mix... traditional Mexican pre-Columbian culture with what the Europeans, the Spaniards, brought them.
Okay.
And they make like a mashup. And they call it Dia de los Muertos in Spanish, which is celebrated in all the Hispanic countries, but they do it in their own way.
Right.
But that's still celebrated. It's actually a holiday, believe it or not, while Halloween is not even a holiday. The 1st of October in the Hispanic world, it's a holiday. People don't work. You don't go to school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you are supposed to go to the cemetery to actually pay homage to your death.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Yeah. You put some flowers, a little prayer, whatever. So I took a like on it. But then, you know, I had, through my early 20s, I had a very, you know, dark, a very dark face in which I thought it was dumb. And I never did it, you know.
Dressing up, maybe.
Yeah, dressing up. Right. Yeah. But then lately, I've been kind of like... I've been feeling neutral about it, you know? If there's an option, there's a good, you know, a good situation in which it's would be kind of fun,
yeah,
I'll do it. If not, I'm not dying. Like,
it's got to be. Oh, 1 year, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Was it 2 years? Yeah, like, no. Yeah, 2 years ago, I was a shithead.
Elaborate.
Okay, so you know the poop emoji? Have you seen the poop emoji? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I saw that in the Target one day. It was like the night of Halloween.
Okay.
And me and my best friend, Foti, we're running around Target looking for
Shout out to
Foti. Love me. Love him. Sorry.
Yeah.
That was weird.
anyway, you're talking
so we're
Halloween night.
No, not in Target. We're in Party City. I apologize.
Much better establishment. Yeah.
And we're looking for ideas and we're both like, nah, fuck this Halloween, man. No, we're not going to dress up. And then we're like, all right, let's just get something. So Foti is a chef. So he was like, I'm just going to be a chef for Halloween. Right?
Fairly easy.
There goes that.
Yep.
I ended up seeing a little poop emoji and I was like, I could put it on as a hat and I thought it would be the coolest thing in the world, right? The funniest thing.
It sounds kind of funny.
Not cool. Sorry. Funniest thing in the world.
Yeah. No, it does. It does sound funny. Okay.
Anyways, $20, bought it. I put the poop emoji on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm a shithead. And that was my Halloween costume. I was a shithead for Halloween. Foti was a chef and we had George as nothing.
Because
George hates Halloween equally as I do.
Okay, shout out Kappa.
Shout out Kappa.
Yeah, bro.
So, and then this Halloween gets even better.
Uh-huh.
So, me and George go to my friend's house. We have a house. She has like a house party. We leave, okay. George orders an Uber.
Okay.
Okay. I put my phone to charge in the Uber to go to the next place. I forgot to take my phone out of the Uber. Okay. So, you know Uber's policies. If you forget something, they charge you like $15.
What?
Yeah, $15.
Bro, I've taken like three Ubers in my entire life. I don't know.
Three Ubers?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
3, 4 maybe.
All right. I got you beat on that one. Yeah. So anyways, I forgot my phone. I told George, call the guy so I can get my phone back.
Mm-hmm.
Seconds later, I call the guy. All right, not seconds later. I'm over exaggerating.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, I call the guy.
Yep.
I'm like, dude, I need my phone. It's in your car. Can you please bring it back to me? He's like, oh, bro, I'm already hanging on the bridge. I'm like, dude, that's impossible. You just left. Can I just have my phone? I will give you money back. I'll give you money to bring my phone back. I need my phone back. This is Halloween.
Yep. Are you drunk already or not yet?
Not yet. I'm like tipsy, but not like totally drunk.
Okay.
So then the night, let's progress to the night. It's 4 o'clock mm-hmm. in the morning, which this guy promised me before 4 o'clock in the morning, he'll give back my phone.
Oh, he was going to take some time. He said, oh, I'll do it at some point in the night.
Yeah, he's like,
you were like there hanging.
He's like, I'll come back. He's like, I was like, just make sure before four, I have my phone back. I need some communication, right?
Fuck.
4:30 runs around and I'm now drunk at this point and I don't have my phone.
Eesh.
I try calling Uber support. I even went their Twitter account and I was like, guys, your Uber driver stole my phone. And I remember asking, I was Googling how to sue Uber for an iPhone. It was so
bad.
This
is very, very inebriated, right? You were actually drunk.
I was hammered at this point. Anyways, long story short, thank God
to
George, God bless his soul, picked up my phone.
Yeah.
Next day.
Wait, hold on. How did the exchange come about?
Well, it
where were you at this point?
Like, I was at, wait, when he picked up, when George got my phone? So the next day I had to go to work, but it was George's Uber, so George had the guy's number.
Mm.
He's like, yo, dude, let's meet up and give you, and then the guy, guess what? The guy wanted money for it.
Of course he did.
But then, you know what?
No.
George is like, no, my friend offered you to come back that day. He would give you money and you didn't. So fuck off.
Oh, nice.
Anyways, that's one Halloween story. This is what also I don't like Halloween.
Well, it has a happy ending though, because you got your phone back, right? I mean,
I guess. Okay. I got my phone back.
You know what I mean? Like, let's address it for what it is. Second story.
I'm about like 14 or 15 years old.
Uh-huh.
I can't confirm or deny the age, but it's around there.
Okay. Early teenage years.
Walking down Steinway Street in Astoria. Steinway Street is more... If you don't know.
Of course.
You know Steinway Street.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, bro. I don't know.
Well, anyway. Go on.
So it's a strip of stores. And like trick-or-treating in Astoria is basically going... Like you're going down Steinway. You go into each store and they'll give you a candy.
Right. Let's say to people that Steinway is one of the main streets of Astoria.
So it's not Astoria back in the day for all of them that used to, you know, that lives there and knows Astoria. That was like the main place to go. Like all the stores were there. Like that's where you go for your, like you take walks with your friends, you bullshit, whatever this and that. Uh-huh.
So it's mostly stores, less houses. And mostly the houses are on top of
it's
the
only
stores.
Stores.
So it's more storefronts and stuff.
It's only storefronts.
Very commercial. Go on.
So we're in front of Zigzag, Rib Zigzag. Used to love Zigzag.
Shout out to Zigzag.
Well, it's not there anymore.
Okay. Extra shout out for the legends. Zigzag. Right. What is Zigzag?
It was like a clothing store, bro. A clothing store.
Good.
So then I'm seeing eggs like tossed at the window.
Oh shit.
Eggs. Boom. 1, 2. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Next thing
what
I know.
What kind of eggs? What kind of? You know me, bro.
What kind of eggs are you talking about, bro?
No, what kind of eggs are you talking about?
What kind of eggs are you talking about?
Mm. It could be ostrich. Eggs, they
bro,
could be
okay.
How do you say gourmets?
Supermarket eggs, bro. Regular
Thank
eggs.
Thank you. Okay.
So I'm seeing these eggs, and I turn around. One hits me right between the right at the neck, shoulder, head area. Fucking boom, right there.
Okay.
It's bad enough all my friends were laughing at this point because I got egged.
You got egged.
And this was Halloween night, so now I don't like Halloween anymore. It scarred me.
Hold on. Paint the picture for me. What was your costume?
I wasn't wearing a costume.
You were not wearing.
I don't.
That's probably why you got egged.
Because I wasn't wearing a costume.
Probably, bro. Oh, or maybe you were just collateral damage.
Maybe.
Crossfire victim.
Anyways, it was a really.
Yeah, that definitely. Yeah.
I fucking hate Halloween, dude.
Here's something. I do not.
Sorry, whoever loves
right.
Halloween.
It's
I don't.
Okay, we're losing followers right now.
I don't
Thank
care.
You. Thank you for that.
God bless your
we
souls.
We appreciate that.
But me personally, I have no time. Even Jill, she's like, oh, what are we going to dress up Halloween? I want to do this. No, I don't want to do it.
Wow. Boom. Putting your foot down, eh?
I like I told her, unless it's something very, very simple.
Ah, simplicity.
One year I was a Green Power Ranger.
How's that simple? By the way, it's my favorite Power Ranger.
Green sweatpants?
Wait, hold on.
Green sweatpants?
Yeah.
Green hoodie.
Got you. That's not a Power Ranger, but...
That is a Power Ranger. That's Tommy.
But it ain't.
Who turned into the white Power Ranger.
Hold on.
Are you serious?
Hold the fuck on. Is the green Power Ranger your favorite Power Ranger?
No, but it was an easy costume to get. Thank you.
You fucker. We were about to have a bro moment right here because it was my favorite Power Ranger.
The Green Ranger?
Fuck yeah. Tommy. Martial arts expert. And then he turned into a... Remember? He had a kickboxing career. He's like an actual legit martial arts guy, sort of. And he turns into the white Power Ranger in the movie. Remember the first movie?
Love the movie.
Loved the movie. Watched it at the theater as a little kid.
Wow.
Loved it. Yep. Anyway, but it's not. Which one is your favorite then?
I go with the white Ranger, sure.
I just asked you, bro.
Oh.
Which one was your favorite? Because we were about to have a bro moment that you kind of missed, bros.
Yeah, I go with the white Ranger.
Nice.
White Ranger. I thought you were saying...
Where were your favorites?
I thought you were saying, how come I didn't get my favorite Power Ranger as a costume? That's what I thought you were saying.
That's a more complex question. I did not ask, but okay.
All right.
Anyway, I'm going to tell then my Halloween story.
Please.
Okay, because believe it or not, I don't hate it. I don't hate Halloween that much. And actually, I took a heavier like after my first year in New York because I discovered this is going to be half story, half hack for our people over there. Well, maybe most people in America know this. But so it was Halloween 2010, 2011, whatever. And
that was 9 years ago.
Good on the math. Give it up.
Thank you.
It was my first year in New York and I didn't dress up the night of Halloween. Mm-hmm. You know, I actually, my good friend, Camachelis, shout out. He was here trying to learn some English, and he actually won a costume little contest.
In his school, that's pretty cool.
Dressed as Super Mario Bros, I believe. Super Mario, it's me, Mario. Great. Anyway, so a few days passed by, right? I was at work, whatever. And then we said, we need to go to Target, right? And then we went to Target, and I found out the greatest fucking thing ever about Halloween, which is candy. Halloween-themed candy becomes heavily discounted.
Heavily discounted.
Very heavy.
Like from like 50 to like 90% off.
Bro.
The next day.
Here's what happened, right? No. So we went like 2 days after Halloween and then it was like 50% off. And I was like, we got some, but I'm like, hold it on. If they have a 50 and we ask a guy and he's like, yeah, it probably go down more. But I don't know if that'll be, you know, actual... stock of it. And we're like, okay, we need to figure this out. So we waited one day, the day after, early in the morning, I fucking went and it was 85% off, bro. And I said, this is my chance. We loaded up like motherfuckers. Like, there was no tomorrow. We got like, I don't know, like 10 pounds of candy. And then, of course, I used to be a fat kid. And,
used to be a fat kid?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, for real. And, you know, I got so excited. That same night, we started eating that candy, bro. I filled up one of the trays in my fridge, which is a pretty sizable fridge.
All candy
to the brim.
And like, you guys just ate candy.
My friend ate, but he got fooled or whatever. I kept eating, bro. While we were watching How I Met Your Mother. I remember perfectly.
Good show.
Yeah. We were trying to get accustomed to the New York ways. And
How You Met Your Mother.
I ate, bro. I got so fucking sick. I kill like peanut butter cups. You know the ones that come themed as a pumpkin?
Yeah.
If I didn't have like 1,000 of those, I didn't have any. And ever since, I make a personal note on the Halloween day not to ever go to fucking Target because I feel I'm going to go crazy again. I'm going to have, rush.
They do the same thing with...
But it's great.
With Christmas too. They do have the Christmas thing candy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro.
Because, you know, Christmas is not a candy-driven holiday.
No, it's not, but...
But Halloween is. For those of you who've never been to the U.S., guys, in the U.S., they have an entire aisle that it's full with candy of all sorts, of all kinds, that then they sell. And they don't sell them, like, in the usual sizes. They have, like, party size that are, like, huge fucking bags.
I used to work at CVS. First job.
Lovely store.
Oh, first job.
Shout out to
story. CVS. That's stories. Everyone that knows that I worked at CVS, they know I got stories. We have in the basement like fucking 100 boxes fucking full of Halloween candy.
Damn.
And then next day, 50% off. And then we get people with carriages, bro, loading up on Halloween candy for oh, I'm gonna save this for next year. Like, it's fucking candy. It's not gonna taste good next year, dude.
Yeah.
Anyways, they'd load up their carriages full of, like you said, pumpkin peanut butter cups and, like, fucking Hershey Kisses.
Fuck yeah.
For 85% off.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's, wow. That's so
fun insane. Fun fact, if you ever trick-or-treat in the store, if you go to a bodega, they give you a nickel. Not even just candy. One guy gave me a nickel.
This is something I wanted to ask you, actually. By the way, but just to finish that point, do you, so this hack is well known amongst people? Because you said there were people lining up.
Hack.
They hack on like waiting and go get heavy discounts.
Of course. Stock 100%. Lasts. Yeah. Oh. Like even Christmas ornaments, a lot of people do that. Mm-hmm. Like that's a hack. That's right. Mm-hmm. Like after they have the Christmas, the Christmas wrapping paper is like off like 75 to like 85%, so people get it for next year. Mm.
Very interesting. Question I had on the Halloween, you know, shenanigans. How was, like, when you are not in the, when you don't grow up in the U.S., you always imagine the whole Halloween experience as what they show you in the movies, right?
Right.
So in the movies, they always show you like suburbia and how people go in there, like knocking on the door and getting some fine candy in a colder.
I mean, they still do. I mean, this still happens.
But how is it in Astoria, though?
I mean, I don't know.
Is the same thing?
We don't go to every apartment building and like we don't go to the super's floor starting up from floor number one and then go to the fifth floor. It's too many apartment buildings.
Okay.
I just trick or treated like there's main strips in Astoria. It's like 30th Ave, Broadway, Ditmars, you know, and there's only storefronts, restaurants, bars, clothing stores. So like, We would trick or treat over there.
Oh, so for the most part, you guys treat or trick at stores, not at like private homes.
At stores, yeah. I mean, some kids probably did our private homes. I mean, I don't know. But like I said, like the more private homes are more like, you know, more on the Ditmar side, I want to say. I think, I don't know.
Gotcha. But, wow. Interesting.
Yeah, I just never really was quite fond of trick or treating, man. Yeah. Like it wasn't a big deal to me. I don't know. I never really liked Halloween.
Well,
and fuck horror movies. Don't like horror movies.
You don't like horror movies?
I hate horror movies, dude.
Tell me more.
It's nothing to do with time. I just hate horror movies.
All of them? Have you seen Get Out, bro? Are you woke enough?
That's not even a horror movie, dude.
It's a lovely horror movie.
That's a fucked up movie. No, that's not even a horror movie. That's fucked up.
For sure.
Like Chucky. I'm scared of Chucky.
Oh, so it's fear. Chucky, what prevents you from watching?
It's not fear, okay? It's just I don't like it. And was I scared as a kid? Yes, I was scared as a kid. Wow,
I loved Chucky.
I hate Chucky.
Really?
Hate him.
Wow.
Or her, whatever it is. I don't like it.
What do you mean? It's a him.
Is it him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but then they did the Chucky's
girlfriend. Chucky Brides, whatever.
Chucky's Bride is
Chucky's
in English?
Bride, yeah.
Right, gotcha.
What else? House on the Haunted Hill.
Yeah, classic.
That Exorcist. That we made.
Yeah, you don't like The Exorcist?
The priest in that was Greek. Fun fact for you.
Yeah. Father Carras.
Yeah.
Remember? It's a good of a movie.
Exorcist. I don't know. There's some other ones I probably like. I don't know.
Okay, you don't like them. It's all good.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
all
like
good.
Them.
It's all good. Now our audience knows. So I was gonna say when they give you memorabilia.
So I'll give you some feedback on how Halloween goes tomorrow.
Please.
Well, because tomorrow's Saturday, and this is a big deal because.
Fuck.
Halloween falls on a Saturday, man.
Yeah.
And it never, I can't remember the last time it did, but Halloween is already a big thing in New York. You know, they have the Halloween parade.
Right.
Which I heard it's a fucking great time.
I've been there once.
Yeah, I've never been, but I've heard stories. All my friends that went there, they loved it.
Nice.
And to have Halloween on a Saturday was probably, it's like a big party night, you know?
Yeah.
So it was going to be fun, dude. So whatever. We'll see how it goes tomorrow.
We'll see. You gotta work?
I'm working tomorrow. Fuck. So
but it's making fine cheddar.
Don't
fine
say that.
Fine cheddar.
No, but it's gonna see how it goes.
Do you back up, bro?
We'll see.
Do you back up? Anyway.
Anyways.
So you were telling me, I said, save it for the pod, because that's what we like to do here. So you were telling me about your Uber ride. That was quite...
It
was quite nice.
It wasn't nice. It made me drowsy, dude. All right. So now... The way this guy was driving, by the way, whoever's an Uber driver, I am not, don't think it's any offense. It's just some Uber drivers just suck ass at driving. Like, I am not the best driver, as people know. Like, okay. I just got my license, like, 2 years ago. And then,
congratulations.
Thank you. Big accomplishment. But none of my friends will let me drive.
Oh, that.
None of my friends will let me drive.
Okay.
Anyway, so this guy's driving. This guy reminded me of my grandpa in Greece. My grandpa in Greece, he drives like he has the hand. He doesn't leave this frame, and he goes 40 miles per hour constantly.
Okay.
And he just drives. And every time I get in his car, I just want to sleep. I want to, like, I'm dozing off. Because you're not going, you know, he's driving too slow.
Right.
You, am I making Even, any sense?
Yeah, no, you are. I mean, it's kind of, like, hard to believe that someone is on the highway going 40.
It's believable, bro.
All right.
Okay.
On the right lane, I guess. At least. Or he's, like, in the middle lane. Zero fucks given. No.
But, like, he, like, whatever. But, you know, he's my grandpa, but he goes slow. Whatever. Anyways.
Yeah.
This is how this guy got, man. Oh, mm-hmm. First of all, coming to the Heights from Astoria is like a 20-minute ride.
Well, yeah.
Easily. Mm-hmm. All right. This guy is driving like Miss Daisy, man. And he's just like, he's driving like a robot, dude. You know, he's not going, you know, he's not like pushing the pedal. Mm. And it just makes me, I just feel like it made me drowsy, made me like a little nauseous.
Okay.
In a way.
Oh.
So well, that was my Uber ride here.
Wow.
Because I'm not taking the train to the Heights.
Because you're a...
Because of what? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Who likes taking a fucking 45-minute train ride? Raise their hand.
45?
Raise their hand.
Bro, it's more like an hour and 15.
An hour and 15 minutes. Who likes taking
Go up the hill, too?
Who likes taking the train ride for an hour and 15 minutes?
You love uphills, also.
I don't hate... I hate uphills.
Of course you do.
I hate uphills.
Who loves them? I do, bro, because I grew up in a hilly place, you know? So, you know, this calf of steel? This buttocks of true... tungsten were made at hilly places. Hilly.
One time I took a city. Hill. One time I have a quick story for you. Mm-hmm. I took a city bike with one of my friends, and this guy Aaron's like he's a good he knows how to ride a bike. The guy he's very, you know, he's good at it. I've ridden a bike twice in my life, and I took a city bike. So they have gears and shit. So I'm going up the hill, and I'm just like struggling, dude. I can't get up.
Okay.
Because the gears are constantly changing on me.
They are changing on you.
Yeah.
Well, you are changing them.
I'm changing them, but like, I don't like...
They're not working as you want it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. So I had to get off mid-bike and like walk up the hill with my bike.
Oof.
It's bad.
It's pretty,
was bad.
It's pretty embarrassing. You ask me.
It is embarrassing. Why? What?
I mean, you know.
Some people have... Not everyone's a bike master.
Right. Let's leave it at that.
Let's leave it at that. Okay.
So
you got any plans tomorrow for Halloween? Where are you going?
No, bro. So far I don't have any. I don't know what.
Saturday night, bro. You gotta have some plans. Come on.
I was hoping a friend maybe would invite me to do something. But I guess that ain't happening. So
it's not happening. It's not happening.
Well, you know, this
they definitely episode. Have some Halloween party over here.
Yeah, I mean, there are Halloween parties everywhere. I don't know how that's going to work out with the whole coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Having, because it's the first, I guess Labor Day? No, but as in indoors party-oriented holiday.
Yeah.
This is the very first one.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to be handled and how it's going to be on the cases 2 weeks from now.
Though. Yeah, no, well, they're advising people not to go heavy with the holiday parties.
So. And here you are telling me that I should go out. Disobey the government. Disobey Mr. Cuomo. Okay, he wrote a book already on how to beat something that hasn't been beaten.
How to beat a pandemic.
That guy knows shit, okay?
That guy knows a lot.
He sure does. What else do we want to talk about? A little break over here?
You know what else I want to talk about?
What's that?
How many fingers do I have in my hand?
Is this a real question?
This is a real question. Just answer the question for a fact.
Five.
Guess what Manchester United's Champions League game was last week. Guess the result of that.
Enlighten me.
5.
Okay.
0. 5.
Congratulations
nothing.
Again. Okay.
5.
Who scored?
Zip.
Who scored?
5. Zip.
Bro, I congratulated you already. What else do you want from me, bro?
Rashford, and I don't know if you guys remember this, Valeriano has been talking about we need a killer. We need a killer striker. Marcus Rashford. A hat trick. That's 3 goals, right?
Yeah.
What else do you need?
Okay, so the guy scored 3
Mason
goals once.
Greenwood. Mason Greenwood scored a goal. Sorry.
That's
Mason Greenwood scored a goal. Martial scored a goal.
Even 5 Martial, nothing. Like, you're telling me everything I need to know about this team, about the other team's performance, when Martial.
It doesn't matter. We won 5 nothing.
Martial.
5 nothing. That's 6 points now. Now we're sitting on top of the group.
Solid. Okay.
And yeah. So. Every week,
mm-hmm.
just you're going to catch some shit if Manchester United keeps on winning. Cause
that's cool. That's all right.
You
that's
okay right. with that?
Well, I'm okay with that. What do you want me to do? Bro, cry about it? Hit you? You want me to actually beat you up?
I don't know,
no,
bro.
It's okay. Because here's what happens, okay? Because you are here all talky-talky. All this is being recorded, my brother. You know what's going to happen?
That's fine.
Well, the season is long, dude. So
100%.
You're going to tell me during March, April, May, where we are at, where the Manchester, okay. where Manchester United is on the round robin. Let's see where they are at.
Let's hope they make it there.
Okay, we'll see. You know, because again, the stage group, of course, it's an indicator, but you never know what's going to happen in the.
How do you say five in Spanish?
Cinco.
Cinco.
Yeah, de Mayo. Ever heard of that?
What?
Cinco de Mayo. It's a holiday. You fuck it. Anyway. Speaking of soccer, then. I don't know if you noticed. I mean, did you notice anything different today about your here?
You're not wearing a Manchester United jersey. That's what I know.
Shoes. what am I wearing, bro?
You're wearing an RG. Is that Maradona in the back one?
Yes, it is, me bro. Because as our audience knows, because we posted it on Twitter. We posted it.
Wow, someone got that social media wrong.
Because we posted on Instagram that this week is it's Diego Maradona's birthday, bro.
Is it today?
It's today, yes. Okay. I was trying to say this week because we kind of like, you know, are going to release this later.
Oh, right.
But you fucked it up, so it's okay.
Okay, October 30th is Diego Maradona's birthday for everyone that doesn't know.
Okay, you want to, bro, shout out. Diego, el más grande. That being said, though, do you want to...
This guy loves Maradona, man.
I do love Maradona. I'm actually wearing...
You know what's funny? The videos that you post sometimes with him dancing is... that's funny. That's hilarious.
Because, you know, he's the one best. He's the best.
Ever.
The best.
Ever.
The best footballer.
Ever.
You see, here, I have a theory. All right, you want to hear my theory?
Please.
On why?
Who's going to stop me? Who's going to stop you?
Well, you've been interrupting me the entire fucking thing, so I don't know. Here's my theory, all right? There are two concepts. When you want to evaluate who was the best human being, male human being, whoever stepped on the pitch, you must distinguish in between a soccer player, a football player, and a footballer. All right.
Okay.
So, first concept, football players, soccer players. That concept describes precisely everything that that person did on the pitch. Everything okay. that happened, you know, while playing the game.
Okay.
Then you have footballer. That concept pertains to everything that human being did since he started his career. Everything. You know, it encompasses what happens. What happened on the pitch, what happened off the pitch,
right.
what happened after his career, okay. what happened when he was a little kid,
uh-huh.
everything.
Is revolved around soccer and football.
His life as a footballer.
Right.
So you see, those two concepts I distinguish clearly.
Okay. Because
here's my development on that. If I'm going to go analyze the best soccer football player that I've ever seen, that is Lionel Andres Messi. No question.
Messi.
No question. Not even.
Oh, man. We've hit a
the best one. The best one I've ever seen. Now.
I think Messi's very God-given. He's God-given talent, dude.
So did Diego. But that's soccer player. We're talking soccer player. We're in that part of the theory, in that definition, in that realm, on that arena, if you will.
Is Cristiano Ronaldo after that or not?
Then on the footballer category, the best footballer in the world, in history. That's Diego Armando Maradona, hands down, no one comes even close. Because he
not
was
even
much
Pelé.
More. No. Not
even
Pelé.
Close.
Pelé's second. No, it's a close second.
It's
Pelé.
A close second.
Bro,
close second.
Pelé?
I'm not saying he was a founder of soccer, but what I mean when I say that
yep.
is that he put soccer on the map.
Probably so, yeah.
Pelé really put it on the map.
Team.
The competition that he had obviously wasn't probably the best, obviously. He dominated the game, bro.
Yeah, no, that's
right?
true.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I think, like everything else in history, and mm-hmm. even though this is soccer, a menial topic, but it must be analyzed from a historic perspective.
Right.
I think you have to take everything in place in the historical moment in order for you to make a judgment on that figure's character and
life story. Of course. You can't compare Pelé to Messi now.
Yeah, but no, but that goes on to the point you made. Oh, it's a different era and whatever.
It's a different era, yeah.
But it doesn't really matter because that guy also lived and developed himself as a soccer player in that era. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Like, so I get it. Yeah.
You know how people, because there is this huge thing, right? Because there are like two schools of thought on who's the best soccer player ever. Some people believe it's Messi. Some people believe it's
Ronaldo.
Diego. Yeah, well, I'm saying as a majority of people. Okay?
Yeah, majority of people think Ronaldo.
Hold on. Are we talking serious or are we joking here?
I'm being serious. Some people think Ronaldo's the best player in the world, ever.
Yeah, I know. Some people think that my father is the best player in the world. So fuck, there are people for everything.
So you're talking about... is Ronaldo in discussion?
Are we serious here?
I am serious.
Well, he is not.
Not at all.
He's an excellent player. Wonderful. Talented. Super gifted. Awesome. You know,
I mean, he has mental records, champions, bro. He's... Why?
Bro, no. He didn't.
Messi can't even win a Copa America, bro, at this point.
So? Ronaldo won what? The
Euro Cup.
The Euro Cup? So what? Bro, and how did he win?
And guess what? Who he lost to in 2004 in the finals?
The host.
Guess. Guess.
Well, they were the host.
Guess.
Yes.
Guess.
With Cristiano Ronaldo on the pitch, Greece.
Greece, baby.
They beat.
Helada.
Yeah. Elas. They beat.
So,
Portugal in the Euro Cup 2004.
Yes.
In Portugal.
Thank you, Harista.
Shitty goal he scored there. It was a header. What was
shitty
it?
Goal he
I
scored?
Remember. I don't even remember. I remember Otto Rengaga.
Shitty goal.
We want to talk about.
Straight corner. Okay. Straight corner kick, and it was a perfect header. Anyways, so Ronaldo has that under his belt. Ronaldo has an international championship under his belt. Messi doesn't. That's why people have... Right? So people. That's why...
That's the only thing you can say he beats him. And in headers.
Yeah, but you got to put him in top five ever. Best ever. No?
So here's the thing, right? And we're talking again. We're talking footballers now because I haven't actually made my point on why Diego is the best footballer ever. But I guess you don't care because you're too busy interrupting.
All right, I'm sorry I interrupted you. All right, I apologize, which I got to stop doing to a lot of people.
Oh, wow. You've been called on your bullshit?
Oh, all the time. All the time.
God damn.
All the time. All my friends are, please, John, please fucking continue.
Wow. That's a great ability for a podcaster.
Why?
Interrupting all the fucking time, bro?
Yeah, bro. All right, so go back to your point.
So, why is Diego Armando Maradona, the best footballer that ever were? He, of course, was an insanely talented human being for soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Just like every other one that's out there, a top player in history. But he added two things that only few had, and no one had all in combination. First, he added the epic. He added the lyricism. You know, Diego, he was a better player when the odds were against him,
uh-huh.
when there was criticism,
okay.
when you had to, you know, like really put your fucking balls on the table. Diego Armando Maradona was there,
okay.
just, you know, to give the face, to put the chest. If he was going to be broken, he was going to be broken, but he was right there.
Yeah.
And he was leading that team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Messi has that quality. And secondly,
definitely not.
And secondly, Diego... He had a way of, he has, a, because of the nature of who he is, how uh-huh. he was brought up, and how his life, you know, happened. He has a very unique way of living out of the pitch. He was like a complex person.
Yeah,
you see? He was up on the top. He went down to hell. And once again, that authenticity I always tell you about that I admire in people. He was an authentic human being, genuine. And he, of course, had... You know, imperfections.
When he
lived up to it.
When he played for Napoli, right? At one point.
Yeah.
I saw a documentary. I remember like people were saying like when Diego Maradona was playing for Napoli,
mm-hmm.
the people in Naples in Italy,
yep.
just absolutely adored this man.
He is
like
a god.
He brought that team from the like he like rose right like they were in the bottom bottom half of the
exactly.
league.
Exactly. Okay, tell me, who's the worst? In American sports, a little bit more difficult because there is no like solid ranks that actually mean something, meaning no team in football, basketball, or whatever, it's going to like go down a category if they if they tank, if they, you know, if they're at the on the bottom of the actual rank. But Who are the who's by far the worst baseball team right now?
Baseball team, the Florida Marlins are the worst.
The Florida Marlins, and they've been
bad.
Okay, so imagine the Florida Marlins have a record of being shitty their entire history.
Yeah, and they went of being, of course, yeah,
very you know, lower tier kind of team. Okay, right, that they scrapped to get by.
Yeah.
Now, Diego Armando Maradona went to a team of the sorts, like Napoli, a team that was like fighting not to go down a category, and with ten like, you know, have with it, kind of like no talent whatsoever players, he made them champion.
Yeah.
Twice,
right? Yeah.
Again, and more importantly, he did it in Italy. Italy has a very complex story we could dedicate an entire podcast about. But there is something you need to know about Italy. There is a sharp distinction between the north and the south.
Yeah, I remember you've explained this to me a couple times.
Yeah. Because of the way their recent history happened, there is a significant difference in terms of development, in terms of really economy and culture when comparing the north and the south. The north got industrialized. The north got, you know, the development a European country would have gotten or got during the late 19th century and the 20th century. The south was kind of like forgotten in a way, and they had to actually migrate in masses. That is why when you see like Italian Americans, almost all of them are either Neapolitan or Sicilian.
Sicilian. And if you call a Sicilian Italian, they get all upset.
That's why. That's part of
it. They get rowdy.
Yeah. Fun fact for you and for our audience. What we know today as Italy, if you split it in half, the south bottom has been part of Spain longer than it's been part of Italy. So there's a sharp difference there. What happens, that reflects on every single aspect of that society. Soccer, calcio being one of them, right? So no southern team ever had won a championship.
And Napoli's in the south.
And Napoli's in the south, bro.
Yeah.
And Napoli did it because Diego led them to it. And no one has ever gotten a championship ever since.
No way. From the south. Really?
Yeah. Juventus, Piemonte up north, AC Milan, Inter Milan, Lombardia up north.
Zlatan's on AC Milan.
Wow. Speaking of ageless fellas, fucking Zlatan. But that's another point. Okay.
Okay. So
that's why Diego added this lyricism. He added this uniqueness in the way he lived his life. This real person who makes mistakes, who is imperfect sort of aspect. And that's why I value him more, you know? Because imagine if Diego hadn't had that kind of way of being. How great he would have been. Because the problem with Diego is, and that's why Messi is the best soccer player in history when you compare it to Diego, but not the best footballer. It's because Diego's peak was 2-3 years tops.
Yeah.
2-3 years, I'm going to say 4 max. Like 84, 85 to 88, 89. Really. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
While Messi, he's been the best like for a decade, bro.
Decades, bro.
And improving for himself. A decade, and also something that makes Messi a better player than Cristiano Ronaldo, hands down, and better than Maradona, is that Messi adjusted. It's something I value a lot. He adjusted his way of playing. The soccer player he is, or he was, changed as his career progressed. So he was started as a right wing.
Talking about Messi or Maradona?
Messi. He started as a right winger. Then he slowly moved into the box to become a falso nueve, a false number nine, false, so to speak, which we have to credit Guardiola forever to give it. Like, the best Messi is actually only possible because Guardiola was his coach. Because he was the one who told him, forget about the right.
There's a good documentary on Guardiola on Netflix.
Oh,
really? Good. Really good documentary, too.
Gotta catch up.
I remember I was taking this is totally off topic, but whatever. I took a class in college for like sports management.
Yep.
And one class my teacher dedicated to was Guardiola's system.
Wow.
Yeah. The way he uses he utilizes midfielders.
Yeah.
The passing game is tiki taka back and forth, very quick. Try the triangle, dude.
Yeah. Well, quick, we would have to talk about that in another podcast episode, because it's a very unique story how Guardiola became who he is.
Yeah.
Because that's mainly thanks to Johan Cruyff.
Yeah.
Who actually became who it is to the real, like the super intelligentsia soccer people in Europe. They kind of like, when they ask him who is the best coach in history, they never say Guardiola or Johan Cruyff or Sacchi or, you know, whomever. They always say, a lot of them usually say Rinus Michels, which was a Dutch coach who revolutionized soccer forever in the 70s. That was the coach that taught the Clockwork Orange, which was the Dutch national team that lost consecutively two finals in 74 and 78 of the World Cup. Well, they lost against the best Germany that has ever been up to now, probably, with Beckenbauer leading, leading the pack, right? But still, that guy who was the one who invented the triangle, who invented the passing zones, who invented the passing games that they play in the warm-up. It was that guy who... And then Cruyff, I don't know how you say it. They
call Johan Cruyff. Johan Cruyff.
Cruyff, whatever. Yeah, he was a player on that national team.
National team.
And then that Ajax. And then he came to Barcelona as a player.
In the 70s, man, was a fucking killer, dude.
They won like two or three Champions Leagues
Champions League final.
Back to back.
They beat Panathinaikos.
One of those?
One of those, yeah. Mm. Back in the 70s.
What? How did Panathinaikos made it to the final, bro? That's remarkable.
Bro, I mean,
who knows?
For my pop, but when my dad told me, he goes, Ajax back in the day, they were always known to develop great young talent, dude.
For sure.
And remember remember last year Champions League?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when my dad saw that again, like last year, he goes, it was fucking Ajax, man. He goes, they always produce this great finest talent.
Yep. Yeah.
But going back to Guardiola, I believe, I agree with you. Messi, he perfected Messi.
Yeah.
Because of his system.
Then, as he progressed through his career and he lost that spark a little bit in terms of physicality, that speed he had in the beginning, he started like moving back and trying, you know, and started to become an organizer.
Right.
Started to become a midfielder.
Yeah.
He still has that power when he comes around the box and hits it with that left golden foot right there on the post. But still, but now he is back. Now he's watching the entire game and he has started giving assists, bro.
Giving assists.
And he became then, like, this is a thing Cristiano Ronaldo had. He became like 35, 40 goals per season and then 27, 30 something assists per season, which is crazy. Because remember, the best assist guys, on average, they do 15, 20.
Right.
You know? So he was up there at the top. When the prior years, he had been a top scorer, scoring like a motherfucker.
Right.
And then he became like that. More generous. Luis Suarez benefited hugely from him. Neymar, when he came, benefited hugely from him. David Villa. Pretty much everyone he had around
David Villa. I met him one time.
You did?
I did meet him.
And because he played for New York UFC.
New York City FC.
Yeah.
And he's starting a new team, Queensborough FC.
Oh, wow. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's starting in, it should be in like in 2022. They should be ready to go. But they're going to play in the USL. The Development League of the United States.
Right. It's like the third division, second division.
It's kind of like the second, third division. Yeah.
So then, that's why I consider Messi the best
soccer
I've ever
player.
Seen playing on the pitch. But not the best footballer. The best footballer, Diego Armando Maradona. By the way, happy birthday, Diego. Can you say happy birthday in Greek for Diego, please? Bro, please.
In Greek, we say Chronio Pola. Chronio Pola, Diego Maradona.
Fuck yeah. Nice. Dude. That's my take.
Maradona.
That's my theory. You know, you're welcome to use it from now on. Cristiano Ronaldo is probably top 20.
Top 20, not even top 10.
Player? We're doing soccer player now, yeah.
Top 10.
Maybe top 10, okay.
You would even put him in top 5, bro. Are you serious?
No, top 5?
Are you serious, bro? I'm not the hugest Cristiano Ronaldo fan, but you got to put him in top 5. Just look at his accolades, bro. Look what he's done.
Dumi's not a top 5. He's top
he dominated. He didn't dominate. He began to dominate the
He was the best league. Second.
Under Messi. Okay, but that still puts him in top 5, bro. Ever, dude.
He has never been the best ever in that specific.
The guy
like
has many records. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many Champions League he has.
A lot of people do that.
Countless.
Yeah.
Countless.
Okay. So?
I would still put him in top 5 ever.
Okay. Well, I disagree.
In the coming episodes, I'll go over my top 5. Right now, I'm off the top of my head.
Okay.
But I can safely say Messi is Zidane.
Yep.
Maradona. Uh-huh. Xavi.
Yep.
And there's one more. That last one. But you know what? I'll put Ronaldo in there. Because Ronaldo is one of the greatest players of our time.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair game. The point with rankings is that they're subjective.
They're subjective.
So you can make a case about, you know,
they are subjective. That's correct.
There is a cloud of like 20 players that all of them could be interchanged.
You could do like
second down to me.
Oh, one. You know what we can do? Actually, it'd be pretty cool. Our best 11. Let's put together our best 11, like your best 11 versus my best 11.
Fuck yeah. Well, bro, so I think we gotta get going. What do you think?
I think we have to get going.
Yeah.
Again, I have a lot of stuff to do. I can't keep doing this.
That's true, but you can and you love it.
I can't.
So do I. So fucking anyway, me bro, always a real pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
And to our audience, please guys, do not forget, we really need your support. So go on all the media. You know, we are up and running on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, and then, you know, Instagram, Twitter.
That's what I forgot last time, iTunes.
I know.
Do you want to make a TikTok? You want to do a TikTok?
We should do a TikTok.
I'm totally against. No, I was just messing with you.
I'm pretty against
it. I hate
it.
TikTok.
Yeah, but it's going to make
I
me.
I hate TikTok.
It's going to spread.
I don't care. I hate TikTok.
So no TikTok?
I despise TikTok.
Okay. So in the next episode, Ioannis over here.
Ioannis.
In the next episode, the Greek. In the next episode, the Greek is going to tell us why he hates TikTok and why we don't have at the moment a TikTok.
We're never going to have a TikTok. Peace anyway. Out, dude.
Love you. Bye.